The ability to efficiently access data wherever it resides is crucial when building visual data models, performing analytical operations, or building machine learning models. The Data Cloud Python Connector abstracts Data Cloud's query APIs to help developers quickly authenticate and access data within Data Cloud. In this blog post, we'll delve into the key features of the Python Connector for Data Cloud v1.0.15 and provide practical examples and code snippets to help you get started. Prerequisites: Python 3.7 or greater, the PIP package management tool, OpenSSL to generate private keys and certificate signing requests, CSR Visual Studio Code, Vs Code Python extension. For additional details on installing extensions, see Extension Marketplace. Set up your Salesforce environment. For your Python code to authenticate with Data Cloud, you'll need a connected app and a valid user in Salesforce. For our example, we'll be using an OAuth 2.0 JWT bearer flow. This is best suited to server-to-server communications since it doesn't require someone to log in interactively. Step 1, create a certificate and private key. For our Python application to authenticate to Salesforce, we need to create a certificate. Certificates provide a secure way to authenticate applications to Salesforce. The private key ensures that only authorized applications can generate valid JWTs. For detailed instructions, check out the Salesforce DX Developer Guide. The output of the steps in the Developer Guide will yield a server.crt and the server.key that we'll use later in this post, so keep them on hand. Step 2, create a connected app in Salesforce. The connected app provides a framework that enables an external application, in this case, our Python application, to integrate with Salesforce and Data Cloud using APIs and standard protocols, such as OAuth and OpenID Connect. Log into your Salesforce org and navigate to Setup App Manager. Click New Connected App. Select Create an External Client App, then Continue. Creating an External Client App in App Manager. Under the Basic Information section, enter the following: External Client App Name Data Cloud Python API Name Data _ Cloud _ Python _ App Contact Email Your Email Address Distribution State Local Description Connected Application for Python. Under the API section, check the Enable OAuth checkbox. Enter the value https://localhost.com for the callback URL. Select the following OAuth scopes: manage user data via APIs, API perform requests at any time, refresh _ token, offline _ access. Manage data cloud profile data, CDP _ profile _ API perform ANSI SQL queries on data cloud data, CDP _ query _ API under the flow enablement section, select the enable JWT bearer flow checkbox. Use the Upload Files button to upload the server.crt self-signed certificate we created earlier. Enabling JWT bearer flow and uploading your certificate. Under the Security section, deselect all options. Click Create. On the Policies sub-tab, click Edit. Editing the External Client App Policies. Expand the OAuth Policies section. Under the Plugin Policies section, modify permitted users to admin approved users are pre-authorized. Under Select Profiles, select System Administrator. Here you can add any profiles or permission sets for the user you'll be using in your Python app. Adding profiles and permission sets as pre-authorized users. Under the App Authorization section, modify the Refresh Token policy to Refresh Token is valid until revoked. For IP relaxation, select Relax IP Restrictions. Editing the App Authorization section for External Client Apps. Click Save. Step 2, retrieve the consumer key and secret. Now that the connected app is created, we can retrieve the consumer key. On the Settings sub-tab under OAuth Settings App Settings, click Consumer Key and Secret. Retrieving your consumer key and secret. On the page displayed, click Copy for the consumer key and save the details for later. The Consumer Details page for your external client app. Set up your Python environment. Step 1, install a Python interpreter. Along with the Python extension, you need to install a Python interpreter. Which interpreter you use is dependent on your specific needs, but some guidance is provided in the Visual Studio documentation. Step 2. Start VS Code in the Workspace folder. Create a folder to store your project called Data Cloud Demo through the operating system UI, then open VS Code and use VS Code's file greater than open folder to open the project folder. Step 3. Create a virtual environment. A best practice among Python developers is to use a project-specific virtual environment. Once you activate that environment, any packages you then install are isolated from other environments. Open the command palette, p, start typing the Python, create environment command to search, and then select the command. Creating a virtual environment using the command palette in VS Code. The command presents a list of environment types, venv or conda. For this example, select venv, then select your interpreter. Create your Python source code. Step 1. Add the Salesforce private key to your project folder. From the File Explorer toolbar, select the New File button on the Data Cloud Demo folder. Name the file salesforce.key and copy and paste the private key from server.key created earlier. Your private key can be used to access your Salesforce environment and you must never share it. Immediately put it on Git Ignore or equivalent, and use a secret manager to securely store sensitive data to adhere to your company's security policies for production use. Adding your private key to your Python project. Step 2. Install the Salesforce Data Cloud Connector and PyOM. Install the CDP Python connector from the PyPy, Python Package Index, repository using the following command. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Upon successful installation, you'll see the following message, successfully installed Salesforce CDP connector version. Then install a YAML parser that we can use to read configuration files. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Upon successful installation, you'll see the following message, successfully installed PyAML version. Step 3. Create a config file. We'll store the parameters needed in a config file as a best practice to avoid hardcoding them later. From the File Explorer toolbar, select the New File button on the Data Cloud Demo folder. Name the file config.yaml and add your Salesforce details. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Adding a configuration file to store environment variables. Step 4. Create a Python file. From the File Explorer toolbar, select the New File button on the Data Cloud Demo folder. Name the file datacloud.py and VS Code will automatically open it in the editor. Creating a Python file in VS Code. Step 5. Create a connection object. The connection object handles the authentication to Data Cloud. It provides support for username and password flow, auth web server flow, and OAuth JWT bearer flow. In this post, we're using the JWT flow using the connected app that we created earlier. Login underscore URL Salesforce org URL client underscore it that the consumer key copied from your connected app username. The username of the person to authenticate is private underscore key, the private key used when creating the connected app. The connection object will automatically create a JWT token and use the private key to encode the payload. It will also automatically exchange the Salesforce access token it receives for a Data Cloud token that can be used to invoke its APIs. For details on the prerequisites required to access Data Cloud resources, check out the Data Cloud reference guide. In the datacloud.py file, add the following code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Your code should look like this. Python code showing how to create a connection to Data Cloud in VS Code. Step 6. Retrieve data. The Python connector for Data Cloud has three ways to fetch data: fetch own, fetch all, and get underscore pandas underscore dataframe. You can substitute the queries in the examples with data lake objects, data model objects, or calculated insight objects from your environment. Let's take a look at each of these. Fetch own. Create a cursor object to execute queries. When a query is executed, the cursor passes that query to Data Cloud, which fetches the results. This method retrieves the first row of a query. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Fetch all. Create a cursor object to execute queries. When a query is executed, the cursor passes on that query to the data cloud to fetch the results. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Get underscore pandas underscore dataframe. Pandas is a powerful Python library designed specifically for data manipulation and analysis. It provides high performance, flexible data structures and a wide range of tools for data cleaning, transformation, and analysis. It's widely adopted by data scientists since it integrates well with other libraries like NumPy and Matplotlib, making it easier to perform statistical analysis, data visualization, and machine learning tasks. A data frame is a fundamental data structure in pandas, and it is essentially a two-dimensional structure with columns that can hold different data types. The get underscore pandas underscore dataframe method allows developers to retrieve results from data cloud into this structure directly. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Let's update the code to execute a SQL query for a data model object called animal underscore DLM and use the ability to immediately put the results into a panda data frame. In the datacloud.py file, add the following code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Here we're using the pandas data frame head method. This returns a specified number of rows from the top of the data frame. The head method returns the first 5 rows if a number is not specified. Note, the column names will also be returned in addition to the specified rows. Run your Python code. Step 1, run Python file. To run your Python project, click the play button in the top right of your Versus Code editor. The button opens a terminal window and runs datacloud.py. Complete Python code connecting to data cloud and fetching data into a pandas data frame. Alternatively, you can run your code using the following command. Python 3 datacloud.py, macOS Linux, or Python datacloud.py, Windows. Step 2, verify output. After you run your Python file, you can see the output from the query. Final Python output showing successful retrieval of data. With only a few lines of code, we have successfully connected to Data Cloud and queried key records for use in our application. Conclusion. The Python connector for Data Cloud is a powerful tool that simplifies the process of interacting with Data Cloud APIs from Python applications. The connector simplifies authentication with Data Cloud and provides simple methods to retrieve data. With the ability to easily fetch key data from your data model objects, data lake objects, and calculated insights, you can create visual data models, perform powerful analytical operations, and build powerful machine learning models. Resources. Documentation, CDP Python connector. Documentation, create a private key and self-signed digital certificate. Documentation, Data Cloud reference guide, getting started. Video. Bring your own model to Data Cloud with Google Vertex AI Code Live, how to bring your own model with Model Builder. About the author. Dave Norris is a developer advocate at Salesforce. He's passionate about making technical subjects broadly accessible to a diverse audience. Dave has been with Salesforce for over a decade, has over 35 Salesforce and MuleSoft certifications, and became a Salesforce Certified Technical Architect in 2013.